Can I use the F word on the podcast?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
please do.
Say fuck all you want.
Yeah, please.
Well, no, because you don't want to censor yourself.
For
don't.
The love of Christ, would you say fuck?
Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
But yeah, so that was a great time.
What's your favorite flavor, Ethan?
I don't know. Last time I've been to an Oxygen bar on the boardwalk, I was like maybe 14.
they had them back then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it was forever. It was a big thing. And we were all informed that if you were hungover, you could be fixed up by an Oxygen bar. And we weren't hungover because we were 14, but we all told each other we were hungover so that we could be cool at 14.
There was the bar down the street from me that used to be Tommy's, the bar down the street from where I used to live. When I like first turned 21 and could go out to bars, they had an Oxygen bar there.
At the bar?
Well, they had it in the room next to the bar.
Where they opened in the morning?
I do not know.
A guy that I used to work with at one of the breweries I was at, which I won't name because he's still there, was the Oxygen tanks at breweries have like meters on them so you can control the flow. And when he was hungover, I don't know if you've ever been hungover working in a brewery, but it's awful.
I'm sure it is. I've never have.
So he would take the carb stone, the stone for the oxygen in the brew before it was sanitized, and he would stick it in his mouth and turn the meter on real low to fix his hangover. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then he would just sanitize it again.
Brewer hacks.
Yeah.
Brewer life hacks.
It's unbelievable the stuff we get. I'm allowed to sell you guys any amount of beer that I like, any beer that I want. Regular bars can only sell you like 168 ounces. I can, as long as there's a lid on it, I could fill your goddamn shoe if I wanted to.
Car. Yeah. I can just roll the window.
If you can seal it, I can sell it to you. I have to be able to tell you how much is in it, but that's the only way. I think that's fair because it's for the consumer's benefit. But Pennsylvania, for the brewers, incredibly easy to deal with and incredibly lenient. Anybody who tells you otherwise doesn't know how to read directions.
So I've got a question. How much beer will fit in a size 11 and a half shoe?
That's a good question. I don't know. My you feet are
find
that
out?
Size. You want to find
Let's
out?
Find out.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Wow.
I would bet you 40 ounces. Over under 40 ounces. I say over.
And I say we use the stinky beer we were talking about earlier.
No. That's working in barrels. It's working in barrels.
That beer is going to be perfection soon.
It's in a year and a half, we're going to name it fine. I Told You So, Steph. And I'm going to send her a bottle.
Right now it's called Dan's Left Shoe.
My left foot.
When it's ready.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Oh, wow, I don't think your shoe's getting filled anymore.
Probably not.
No, I'll still fill your shoe.
Oh, thanks.
I've been abused worse.
What do I tell the cop when I get pulled over?
They said it was legal.
It's sealed as long as
it's
sealed.
Yeah, but I don't think you can drive without shoes on.
You're right, I can't.
That's illegal.
I got yelled at for that by mom when she was teaching me to drive.
That's true. Yeah.
So we have to fill Wayne's shoe because he's not driving.
Do we have any flip-flops?
Dan has bigger feet than me.
How do you fill a flip-flop?
No, I can wear the flip-flop.
How do you fill? Wow.
I got it.
That's like one of those ancient Chinese riddles. How do you fill a flip-flop with beer?